None but the hungry heart. 8:30. Heart affection. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Colossians 3:1. Spiritual hunger and thirst are fulfilled in the Lord Jesus, while at the same time they are enlarged for more of him. This satisfaction overwhelms all lesser longings. Fleshly yearnings are never fulfilled, and every attempt at such satisfaction soon cloys. Do we think of and rejoice in our blessings more than in the person in whom we have them? As to even our doctrinal blessings, there is a wonderful charm about them when they are new to us, and they sustain the soul for a certain time. But when the first joy of them passes away, a settling down process commences. Every new bit of blessing may seem to put a new bit of life into us, but it gradually loses its lustre and power, and we become just ordinary Christians. We make very little progress. It is as we take the Lord Jesus by faith into the affections of our hearts that we make spiritual progress. It is as he occupies an enlarged place in our affections that we go on. The head may be filled with general theological information without producing one spark of heart affection for the Lord Jesus, and the soul remains in a state of spiritual emaciation. Many have been misled by thinking that by reading the Bible you become like Christ, transformed. But you will find diligent students of the Word who may never say anything incorrect in doctrine, yet who never seem to grow in grace and walk in spiritual reality. All blessings of this dispensation of grace are wrapped up in a person, and by means of the Word of God we make spiritual progress as our hearts learn to find everything in him, the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. He satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Psalm 107:9.